the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Mark 4:15, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. When I see that the word of God is not working, I say, Hail, Lord, what is happening here? The word of God is being carried away by the birds of the air, by the demons. Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. 16. These are they which likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. The stony heart. With so much hidden sin in the subconscious mind, how can you pray? You can't pray. That is one reason why many people who say, oh, let us pray. What do you mean? What is the first prayer that goes to God? Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Prayed alone between yourself and God. You don't need company for that. It is settling scores, or rather confessing sins alone with God. And all that people say is they feel like praying, oh, let's get together and pray. No, you have to first put things right with God alone. Jacob needed to be alone with God that night when he prayed. He put his family and children at a distance from him, and he was alone that night when he began to wrestle with God, saying, I will not let you go except you bless me. You see, you can say, I have no time, I'm busy, there is a knock on the door, the telephone has rung, my cake is in the oven, and I must keep an eye on it, you see, and the timer may go off. You may come out with all those excuses. But let me tell you, the fact of the matter is, most people do not know how to go alone and spend half an hour in prayer. Why? Their lungs are dreadfully stricken with tuberculosis, spiritual tuberculosis. They can't pray. They can go to meetings, they can go here or there, but they can't pray. The Lord Jesus Christ said, go into thy closet, shut the door, pray to your Father in secret. Confess your sins, put everything right with God. Here in the stony heart, once again, the Bible tells us that they receive the word with gladness. The Bible says, when persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Yes, persecution will arise. I don't know how many people spoke up for the Bible and the Word of God, And how many people had the good sense to say, hey, what have we been saying? All half of us are confirmed people, confirmed in sin. What? Baptized and then confirmed. What did you say at your confirmation? Of course, at your baptism, you couldn't say the creed. That's for sure. But at least at your confirmation, you did say the creed, didn't you? I believe in God, the maker of heaven and earth. At least somebody should have piped up and said, well, then we ought to scrap the creed. Anyway, the national health would do better if you channeled all that money into national health or something. Somebody should have piped up and said, what are we saying here? Some person who has been researching the subject comes and speaks in a school, and the whole country is up in arms. What sense does that make? So this is not a free country anymore. What do you mean? It's free for all rubbish and filth from any quarter. But for the word of God, there's no tolerance, no freedom. My, it's a dreadful state. All right, in the midst of this persecution, how many of you dared to stand tall, stand fast, and say, hey, I believe in what the Bible teaches? My dear friends, when persecution ariseth, what happens to these people with a stony heart? Immediately they're offended. Immediately they're offended. They're nowhere in the scene, you know. They are sitting in the galleries. They run away pretty quickly. Now turn to Mark 7 chapter, please. Mark 7:20. That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts. My dear friends, today, what is the television? Panders to the lowest taste. And what is it doing to the nation? Murderers, generally, we thought were the hardened criminals. We never thought that children of 6 and 7 could commit murder. But we are producing such prodigies today, prodigies of wickedness. Now, what are we feeding them then? What is the thought that we are feeding them? Mothers have no time for the children. Motherhood is discredited. You know, this feminism thing has made motherhood look cheap. What are you good for? You produce babies and you sat with babies. You're not a professional woman. What are you good for? You have nothing to teach us today. Motherhood is discredited. Virginity is laughed out of court. And what did Jesus say? Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, adulteries. You see, adultery has been a part of the culture of the heathen. Let's see that. It's a matter which is well established amongst the heathen. Keep a wife here, you know, married decently. You say you want to put on a nice facade. Oh, I'm a good family man. I have a wife and children. 3 miles away, keep another woman. 10 miles away, keep another woman. You see, this is a part of their culture. They're heathen people. You know, one young fellow who was touched in my meetings, he was doing his PhD there. And he said to me in big distress one day, "My dad is an Oxford man, but now he is going to change wives." An Oxford man, but now he wants a new wife. Culture. Oxford couldn't cure the man, surely. So, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications. Well, let's not blame it entirely upon culture. This is universal, the heart. But what I am saying is, don't excuse it because it happens to be your ancient culture. Well, out of the heart proceeds covetousness, thefts. You see, look at that. Even little boys these days, I must have a Nike. I don't know what Nikes cost, but you know, I go to the outlet store when I need to get a walking shoe. I try to go and get some cheap walking shoes. I am amazed at the price of these shoes these days. The more color they have, the more you pay for it, or the bigger name you have on them, you pay for the name. And there are a lot of people who want designer clothes. In a covetousness, greed. And it is leading people to so much pilferage, so much thieving, and so much untruth. Should anybody use false papers and lie and cheat and gain entry somewhere? Well, let it be into a college, let it be into a country, let it be somewhere. Cheating is cheating, lying is lying. And you can't do that. How sad. We don't teach the basic truths which Jesus taught. Out of the heart proceeds covetousness, thefts, deceit. From out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. He that trusteth his own heart is a fool. Let us pray. Let us tell God, O God, you know, you are the searcher of my heart. O, teach us to pray and teach us to be the leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.